You just listening? Can I give you a gospel card? If you're not mockers, I don't waste my gospel cards on mockers. But you don't look like mockers.
What are mockers?
Mockers are somebody that makes fun of the things of God and kind of tramples it. Like, it'd be a lot of atheists do that, a lot of agnostics do it. And then there are the worldly Christian people that become mockers. And a mocker is someone opposite of a seeker. A seeker seeks after the things of God and says, why is this? Why is that? I need to test that, see if that's right, and I want to follow God. A mocker says, I'm going to do my own thing, and I'm just going to ask silly questions, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. Does that make sense? Mocker versus seeker. So I don't deal with mockers out here, but I talk to people. You heard me preach. Three young men heard the proclamation of God's word and said, we got to test this, and they turn around and left. And that's why we come here, to look for the sheep. Are you guys going in this?
Yeah,
okay. All right, you're already in there. So you understand that, as I was preaching, that in order to love God, do you think you should obey God? Yeah. Do you know if I tell you there's a bunch of sin going on in here, and you go unite to it, do you think that pleases God?
What kind of sin is there?
Well, they put on, for one, Bob Lentz is the founder and owner of this. Yeah. He is directly promoting and linked to the Roman Catholic faith. Do you know anything about the Roman Catholic faith?
Yeah.
It's not of God. It's a corrupt, bloated system with a pope. He sits on a throne of gold. They killed 50 million people in the Dark Ages. They tell you to pray to Mary. They say a man has a power to forgive your sins. They tell you to pray rosaries. They tell you got to go to their mass service. It's totally not of God. It's an invention. Bob Lentz supports it, and every day the mass goes on in there. So when you go in there, you unite to that. Now, the other gospel that they're going to preach, they'll say, well, we're preaching the evangelical gospel. You won't find eternal life in the Roman Catholic system. Bob Lentz supports it. He's a deceiver and a heretic. Now, they'll tell you the evangelical system. They're going to have a guy named Andrew Palau. He's an evangelist. I listened to Andrew Palau's gospel. He said, basically, believe in Jesus, raise your hand, say a prayer, and you're going to heaven. You think the Bible teaches that alone, just like that?
It's not that easy.
Not that easy. Thank you, young man. It's not that easy. Why did Jesus say, I love you said that it's not that easy. Why did Jesus say, strive to enter through the narrow gate? Many will try and they can't. Why do you think he said that if it's so easy? It's not easy, but why do you think our Savior, he's not a liar, right? Why do you think he said that? Can I help you? Because you're young. You're going to have a lot of desires and a lot of flesh and a lot of temptation and sin. Your family, your friends are going to tell you, don't follow Jesus. Come on, man, follow us in the church system. Do this. And Jesus said, unless you lose your life, Matthew 10, and totally separate yourself from all sin and iniquity in God's people and in your life, you're not going to find eternal life. But if you live like the world and you live in sin and you practice sin, you think God's people that are born of the Holy Spirit practice sin? I'm practicing sin every day. Does that sound like something? Did Jesus practice sin? Did Paul?
I mean, he sinned, but he didn't practice
sin. No, exactly. And what's the difference? You can get angry and get in your flesh and sin. What do? Repent and stop it. Turn from it. What if you just live in it? That's sinful. This is living in sin. This is living in worldliness. This is living in false doctrine and flesh. And Jesus says the opposite. He says, repent. He says, come out of the world and seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. That's not flesh fest, life fest. Here's a gospel card for you, ma'am. Test yourself to the word of God.
Hold on. I got a question for you.
Are you married?
Not anymore.
Okay. You don't have a husband?
No, that would mean I'm not married.
Well, I didn't know. I don't talk over men's houses, but if you're not married, if you're not a mocker, I can listen to your question, see if I want to answer it. I don't have to answer every question, but yeah.
I don't have to listen to what you say.
Yeah, you could just walk on. You came up to me, ma'am.
I know. So I have a question. So you said you have to repent, which I agree with, and turn away from your sin. But we sin every day, and we can't help it.
Where does the Bible say that you sin every day and you can't help it?
Unknown...
What verse?
Oh, hold on.
What verse says that?
Wait.
Base it on Scripture.
Hold on.
What sin can't you stop?
What's right, but I can't.
You're talking about Paul in Romans 7, and he's talking about his flesh, and in Romans 7, Paul says, my flesh, and he's absolutely right, and I have this problem, so does he, so do you. He said, in my flesh, it wants me to sin. What I want to do, I don't do. What I don't want to do, I do. And then he said, who can save me? Jesus Christ. And sandwiched, ready? Everybody, I have articles on all this on my teaching blog. Everybody uses Romans 7 and says, See, Paul said he sinned. He didn't live in sin. Sandwiched right between Romans 7 is Romans 6 and Romans 8. Romans 6 starts with, now that grace has come, shall we live on in sin? No, because we're dead to sin, we don't live in sin. And then go to Romans 8, and he says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who walk according to the Spirit, not the flesh. No condemnation in Christ who walk according to the Spirit. So the answer to that is, if I live in my flesh, one man just a short time ago wanted to fight me. I'm an old fighter. If I would have lived in my flesh, we would have went at it right here. The cops would have arrested us both. I wouldn't be here. I'd be in jail. So my flesh wants to take me into sin. But I stood up to him and I said, sir, I'm not afraid of you. I said, I'm going to preach the gospel. Now, if he came at me to hit me, I'm not going to take him down, bust his nose, and throw him in the ground. He's probably going to get a good shot at me, and that's just what I pay for preaching the gospel. Here's the thing. We don't live in our flesh. We don't practice sin. Okay, what we do is we walk in righteousness and holiness, and the Holy Spirit calls us out of all sin. There is no sin you cannot leave. Jesus said, cut it off, pluck it out, rip it out. And the American church system, this is the evidence of it, tells you, you're just going to live in sin all the time. You're going to dress worldly. You're going to act worldly. You're going to live worldly. No, the Bible says without holiness, no one will see God. You missed the part of what, ma'am?
Why are you speaking out about Life Fest?
Because Life Fest links to Roman Catholicism, has a mass there every day. Bob Lentz promotes it. That's wicked blasphemy against God. They preach a false gospel, easy believism. They're selling the things of God. They're promoting the Sunday church system that's not of God and full of worldliness and carnality. They have yoga inside there. They have the Roman Catholic mass going inside there. They teach people carnal wickedness like video game ministry in there. They're linked to the world in sinful wickedness. And the music is not of God. Fleshly, carnal music that has pride-filled CMM stars on there becoming millionaires selling the things of God. You think God's happy that men are becoming millionaires off of the gospel?
I think he's happy that people who are atheists, who, like, if their friends are trying to get them to church, they can't get to church because, you know, they're like, oh, I don't want to do this Jesus thing, but if they come to
Christ, right, they don't really want Jesus, so they lower God's standard. It's called pragmatism. You know what that's like? That's like a guy that doesn't want to read the Bible. No, let's stick porn. Let's stick porn on the Bible to get people to read it. No. Your first charge is to obey God. You never mix sin and worldliness. God is not darkness. God is no sin in him. God is no error. We preach the gospel. Guess who comes when you preach the gospel? Sheep. Guess who comes to this? Worldly false convert goats. What did Jesus do? Did Jesus put on rock concerts to preach? Did Paul? Did John the Baptist? No. They preached the gospel. They preached the truth of God. People listened, and a tiny few ended up following Jesus. He had 120 in his ministry at the end of his ministry in the upper room. 120 people. That's it. There's 30,000 people in there.
They used to congregate thousands.
Used to. By the end of his ministry, there was 120 in the upper room. Right, which we don't have today because it verified who he was. And many of these false groups that are linked to this place, Word of Faith, NAR, which is New Apostolic Reformation, they're all seeking signs and wonders. So atheists don't come to Christ this way. Atheists come by the gospel. Now, ma'am, you're a worldly, carnal person. You're going to lose your soul unless you repent. I can see your fruit.
Wow, I didn't know you were Jesus Christ.
I can see your fruit.
I
can judge the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 5 tells me to judge.
And then ye also,
I can see your fruit. Yep, I will be judged by the word of God, and so will you. And I can tell your worldly fruit. Your worldly fruit. You're feminized. You're not supposed to rebuke and correct men. You're not supposed to rebuke and correct men. Did you know that? That's what the Bible teaches. Look at her laughing.
I think it is funny.
You're not supposed to correct and rebuke men.